everyone, and welcome to Rewatchable number 319. This is our Veronica Mars 2.0 intro episode, because we've already done Veronica Mars before. We're revisiting it for the new season that is out on Hulu right now. It's all very exciting. We got some of the old crew together. We got some new people together. It's going to be great. Very excited. And this was perfect timing following our Agent Carter discussion. So we had something new to jump into right away. As usual, if you would like to get into contact with us, you can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at re_watchable. Find us on Tumblr at rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com, or join our Facebook group, which is called Rewatchable Rewinders, right?
Yes, sorry, yeah, okay. I was muted. Yeah. I was also muted. We were trying to be supportive and good co-hosts.
We're a disaster, if anybody is wondering, but hey, we're here, and we're trying, and that's the most anyone can ask these days, right? Right. Okay. We have almost everybody who is going to be on this round right now. My name is Karen. I should start off with that. I am joined by Ariana, Kendra, Kristen, and Mai.
Hi.
Hi.
Everybody. And
Danielle is the last person who is going to be rounding us out for this round. But she is on vacation right now. She's being awesome, and she's in Greece, and all of her pictures are wonderful, and I'm very jealous of her. But she did leave us a little audio snippet that I will play at the end of our discussion so you guys can also hear from her, and she should be back in an episode or two to be a regular host for you guys. But for right now, stuck with me. Sorry, not sorry. Let's jump into some fun facts. If you're joining us for the first time, first of all, please listen to our other Veronica Mars round. It's great. This is the show that really cemented a lot of our friendships. So this is near and dear to our hearts in a lot of ways. And it's just a lot of good fun. But I want you guys to get used to our voices, especially if you're tuning in for the first time to Rewatchable. Who wants to start off with some fun facts? I feel like, Kendra, I want to pick on you today for some reason. So you got to go first.
Okay. I feel like the most relevant one would be that a couple weeks ago, I was at San Diego Comic-Con, and I was actually at the Veronica Mars panel. So I got to see Kristen and Jason and Percy and Francis and Enrico, and that was super fun. My favorite thing about that cast, I think, is that Enrico, I really thinks that he's Kristen's dad in real life. Like, I've never seen him speak and not reference being her father.
I love him so much.
So cute. So that was super fun, and they played the first episode there, so it was fun to watch it with a bunch.
That had to have been great. I mean, there's nothing like sitting in Ballroom 20 or Hall H at Comic-Con watching one of your favorite shows on screen with thousands of other people. It is so emotional.
Uh-huh. Everyone was laughing and just, like, gasping the first time they saw Logan, of course. And the guy that was sitting next to me, somehow he was another press guy, was in like three of the same panels as me. And every time we were waiting in like the press line to go into the hall, every single time he was like at least 50 years old. Every single time he would come over to me and be like, "Have you seen this show?" I'd be like, yep. And he would like ask me to give him some bullet points on it.
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't the most fun to watch Veronica Mars with, but everyone in the room was down.
people who are there for you.
Yeah. I was gonna say, now I'm curious what outlet he's with, because like that's hilarious.
It's a little gossip,
right?
I would like to know that, actually.
Don't you know off air?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Ariana, what's up with you? What's going on? Fun fact.
I actually realized that I do have a fun fact. Yay. And it's that for all the oldies I guess, from back in the day. I just saw Gabrielle a couple of weeks ago.
We just hung out.
Really? Yeah, we hang out every once in a while, and we just That's did awesome. That. Yeah.
I miss
She's doing
her.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
She's
really
like
cool.
an exec now.
Ooh.
ABC.
Exciting. So,
yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Oh, by the way, everyone in real life calls her Gabby. Which I did not realize for several years. because we always call her Gabrielle, and that's how she introduced herself on the show.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then
She'll always be Gabrielle to us.
Yeah. I have to catch myself because I still think of her as Gabrielle. But I sound like a crazy person when everyone else is calling her Gabby.
That's funny. Mai, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact is that, well, I guess it's not really about me, but I found out today that my cousin is having a baby.
Aww. It's exciting.
Yes. I love babies.
I think they're okay.
I mean, I'm not in a rush to get one, but...
Yeah, they are pretty cute.
Yeah,
Karen has like very select baby cooage. Like, there was a really, really adorable little girl at the zoo when we were in Columbus last week, and we both just like got really. We both like looked at her and we were like, "Oh my god, she's adorable!" Like it was at the same time. It really is very select.
It was the closest thing to baby fever that I've ever had in my life. I was like.
She doesn't get gaga over just any baby. It has to be like the right one.
Select babies. But then it means more.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. That's cool. Yay, babies. Kristen, fun fact.
My fun fact is not Veronica Mars related because I don't have anything yet. Because I didn't get to be on the last time. I was crazy busy at the time and couldn't be on the last time we did Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm. But it is Buffy related. Okay. I think it's really awesome that Alexis Denisoff, who played Wesley Wyndham Price, is going to be in season 2 of Legacies.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, Kristen.
He's going to be this like British dandy crazy sorcerer who I'm pretty sure they haven't announced this yet, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be the new headmaster as Alaric is going to be a principal somewhere else. Mystic Falls High. And he's like, gonna be like putting this whole like magic supernatural first thing going on, like we should be looking out for ourselves first kind of mentality, and it's gonna be so different from season 1, and I'm really excited to see like how the school and all the students who love Alaric are gonna be like against that and like how they're gonna see this guy. I'm really excited. He's gonna be great.
Kristen,
just select few people who don't know Legacies is
it's a spinoff of The Originals, which was a spinoff of Vampire Diaries, and it centers around kids who are somewhat related to some of the previous characters.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of other randos. But it's awesome, and it's on the CW, and you really should be watching it. Anyway, but yeah, I was just really excited, because I was like, oh, it's now it's got an official Buffy connection, and I just think that's really awesome. And he's going to be great, so...
Kristen,
yeah.
We share an office with Legacies, so when this news came out, I like lost my mind because sometimes, like the actors come in and out to go see the writers sometimes,
yeah.
And I don't really care about the rest of them. I mean, they're fine. They're just beautiful children. But I was like, oh my god, what if I meet Wesley Wyndham Price? What am I going to do? I'm just going to have to pass him in the kitchen and not say anything and not make it awkward. And I don't know if I can do that.
Just be like, rogue demon hunters unite and see him go, what?
No, I'll lose my job. I can't do that.
I'm teasing. But no, it's going to be so great. I'm so excited.
I don't watch this movie, but Kristen basically tells me what happens in every episode because I just have endless questions about it, which is almost like watching it. So I'm also very excited, but like by association.
Yeah. She knows we have this thing where sometimes we don't watch the same shows and she'll get really excited and tell me everything about them and I will listen and I care because I'm excited that she cares. And then the complete opposite is also true where I have shows that I watch that I tell her all about and she doesn't watch and she's like, that's still cool. It's just how we work.
It's a very supportive household here.
Yes, very, very much.
My fun fact for the week is that Kristen and I just watched Jupiter Ascending for the first time. Neither one of us had seen it. And it's on Netflix now. Everybody who has Netflix, it's ridiculous, but I loved it. She loved it. It was a pretty good movie, even though it was kind of crazy. But it was basically a Sense8 reunion, which neither one of us knew going into it. There are three actors who were in Sense8. Who are in Jupiter Ascending. So if you're missing the cluster, go watch Jupiter Ascending. It's great. Okay, should we talk about some Veronica Mars now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Whenever there's a delay, it's not that we don't want to say anything. We're trying to be courteous.
I suppose. So I set up this first section as previously on Veronica Mars because I thought I was being clever. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the last time we did this because when we started Rewatchable, we kicked it off with Firefly. And then after that, we jumped into Veronica Mars. It was the second show we did. And Danielle was brand new to the site. And she basically came on to cover Veronica. Well, no, she didn't come on to cover Veronica Mars, but she came on basically saying Veronica Mars is going to drop something soon. And that was when the movie was announced, I believe. And by the time we wrapped up watching Veronica Mars, the movie had dropped and we ended up discussing all three seasons of the television show as well as the movie, and we'll put links in the description of our intro episode and the movie episode so you can kind of have a bookend there of all of our stuff. But our previous hosts were me, Adriana, Danielle, Mitch, Gabrielle, Gabby, Caitlin, and Marima. So we have some people who aren't around anymore, but a couple of us are, you know, like Adriana said, the oldies. We've been around for a little bit and I'm really excited to have a couple of people who are on the original round, but then also have some new people in here as of right now. So this is basically what's going to happen this round. As I said before, all of our hosts, Danielle, Kendra, me, Ariana, Kristen, Mai, we've all seen Veronica Mars up until this point. We have no true newbies, I suppose. We've all watched the movie. We all watched the television show. I think some of us have read the book. Some of us haven't. I think I only read the first one. And going into this new season, it's going to be a little bit of a mixed bag what's going to happen. So as of right now, raise your hand, but like, verbalize it. Who has watched all of season 4?
Me. Kendra.
Me.
Kendra and Ariana and Danielle, I know, has as well. So Kristen, me, and Mai, we have yet to watch it. However, I think I'm going to watch it before we get into the meat of this. What about you guys?
Honestly, I feel like the discussion would go best if we all watched it beforehand.
Yeah.
Because I...
spoiler free, I do want to say that for the audience and everything, but...
I just think that there's some really meaty things to discuss that would work better if we could all discuss them.
So you don't want to be spoiler free?
Like one episode at a time still?
No, I think we should go one episode at a time. I just think it would be interesting. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. The mystery doesn't really do it for me this season. And so I don't know. I don't know. Don't listen to me. Other people talk.
I wouldn't think, like, I don't think there's much value in not watching it for the people who haven't. Like Ariana said, like, the mystery isn't a huge draw to the season. So it's not like we're going to have a ton of info that, like, you guys are missing if you decide to be,
like, movies. I'll be honest, I figured out who did it the first episode. So I was not, like, for me, the mystery is not the meaty part of this season. I feel like the character's development is much more.
I agree.
I'm just a really big blabbermouth sometimes, and I'm worried about giving things away for future episodes if I watch it all at once.
But also, knowing that our audience is such super fans and it's such a short season, I'm wondering how many people are going to watch it in real time with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't, that's fine, because we're still going to be discussing things. Like, our discussion is still going to be interesting. I think it's going to, we're going to stay on track better if we discuss it one episode at a time and we're not like, oh, we're discussing episode 3, but, like, let's talk about something that happens in episode 8. Like, we're going to get all over the place, and we already have trouble with our length and, like, staying on topic and stuff. I feel like this will give us structure, as if we were still spoiler free. And there's still going to be a lot of stuff to talk about character wise and everything.
Yeah. And it might be beneficial to people who are listening later, I guess.
Yeah. Again, probably should have discussed this more in depth.
Yeah.
The recording, but
we're leaning into the disaster portion.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this is just like a unique thing we've never done before.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Because I think it's really interesting that all of us have a super fan background, and then going into this is definitely the, like, most relevant round we're going to be doing, just because this just aired and it's still very fresh. And not that we haven't done things like Sense8, you know, we kind of wrapped that up when the movie was wrapped up and everything. We've done really well with timing thus far, but right now Veronica Mars is, like, still trending and people are still discussing it. So us jumping into this is it's very different this round, and it's very interesting to see how we're going to do it. But I think the best thing for the podcast, in order to stay on track with everything, is that we will be spoiler free. But I want to say that any of the hosts who want to watch the show prior to us doing the actual discussions, like, feel free. So we're not really going to have the superfan newbie mix that we usually do, which is, again, going to be a little bit interesting. But I'm okay with, you know, this round being a little bit different than previous ones, because Veronica Mars got rebooted. Like, it came back, we thought it was done, and we're getting new episodes and a new season. So the whole thing is just a giant experiment, which is maybe also why we're a hot mess.
I'm going week by week.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it dropped on my birthday and I still haven't seen it, so...
I'm undecided. It'll depend on, I'm going to watch the first episode, and if I'm really excited and just can't stop myself, then I'll probably just watch the rest of it. But if I'm like, okay, I think I can stop here and talk about this one, then maybe I'll do it that way. I'm just going to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch it all, but to be honest, I've been so busy lately that I might be forced to watch it one episode.
Do you guys have, like, all the words muted on your timeline? Like, how have you not been?
Oh, that was the other thing. I've been spoiled.
Yeah, I know a few, like, minor things. Like, I know,
like, especially, I just feel like with you guys working in media, like, maybe if you were my mom and, like, you could get away with it. But I just think in the upcoming weeks, everyone is going to assume that everyone's seen it.
Yeah.
And I've already seen major spoilers.
Yeah.
People tweeting them out.
I was just about to start the first episode and then I got spoiled on the ending.
So ugh.
I just didn't.
I just don't know specifics. I have some ideas of things that happen, but I don't know specifically what or who it, things happen to. So I'm just skating by here.
I also saw like a tiny bit of an interview that we should discuss at some point.
Mm. Well, even the Comic-Con interviews aren't safe. I thought they would be, but they're not. They already are speaking as if everybody has watched it, even though it was crazy. That day.
That is crazy.
That was dumb on their part.
Although, I mean, it's like useful because they are assuming everyone is going to binge it that weekend, yeah, and then they go back and watch the videos.
And a lot of the journalists probably had screeners like we did. So I know sometimes if I have screeners, I ask spoilery questions, but then I'll hold those interviews for a little bit down the road, which I guess at this point it has been a little bit down the road. So
yeah, we're just late.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a summer break.
But I'm still excited to watch it, even though I do know, I think, a very major thing. But it's just nice, you know, to be back in Neptune and to be with Veronica Mars again. I know Danielle is super pumped for it, and she was really bummed that she couldn't be here when we started this. But timing-wise, we kind of just had to jump on it. And she'll be in soon, and definitely for the remainder of the season. Kendra, did we discuss if you were co-hosting with Danielle, or is Danielle hosting the whole thing?
I think you'd said that she was going to. If we had started last week, I think maybe I was going to take over until she got here. But now that half of us have watched it, I feel like it makes sense for her to do it.
I know she's super excited to host anyway. A little bit of nostalgia, so I'm sure she won't mind. But yeah, again, just going to kind of see how this goes. And it's definitely getting harder and harder doing a super fan newbie split like we usually do, 4 and 4. We've been discussing a lot the upcoming shows that we want to do on this podcast. And it's like, well, how many super fans do we have? How many newbies do we have? And we have a very uneven split right now. So this might help us ease into possibly new structure for Rewatchable or some more experimentation. But yeah.
Well, back in the day at the original Veronica Mars, we only had 2 super fans. They had to do all the legwork for us.
Goodness. Well, this seems super appropriate then. Okay, so pretend you guys haven't seen Veronica Mars yet. Kendra, I'm going to throw this to you. What did you want to see going into a new season of Veronica Mars?
I think weirdly what I wanted was kind of more of the same as what the TV show was. Like, I loved the movie, but it was just so clear that the movie was just kind of a love letter to the fans, which I agree that it had to be because of how the movie came to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of just hoping for a more authentic continuation of the story. And what I really did not want to... I almost didn't want the revival because I was so terrified that it would break Veronica and Logan up. So it's been a source of contention.
What about you, Ariana? What did you want to see from a new season?
See, I feel like I really don't care about the same things that most people care about in this show. Like, I have very little investment in Veronica and Logan in that I like them, but, like, I mean, I would like to see them break up and make up 20 times. Like, to me, them as Endgame is, like, not a thing I care about. I like it when they're messed up, like more season one style. But I don't even know why I'm talking about them because I did not come to watch this show for their relationship. I was hoping for something closer to season one, which to me is a mystery, is a great mystery that really does have so many twists and turns and keeps you guessing. But what I feel like is why it's so good is because it's so personal. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens is directly related to Veronica. And that's why we care, because of the relationships that are affected, because her relationship with her dad is at stake. Her relationship with Logan is at stake, with her best friend is literally dead. So that's what I wanted, something where Veronica's relationships felt at stake. But for me, the relationships that I care about most for Veronica, I mean, really, I really care about her relationship with Wallace. That's one of my favorites. I really love her relationship with Weevil. Those are probably my two favorites, which I know is not the fan favorites.
I wouldn't say they're not the fan favorites, though.
Well, I just feel like everyone is like, oh, Logan and Veronica. And
yeah.
I just think her friendships are so fascinating.
I'll agree with that.
So I wanted Wallace and Weevil to get love, and I wanted them to be a little bit more 2019 friendly.
Yeah. Mai, what about you?
Yeah, much of the same. I wanted something more season one and less season three, if that makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I want more Mac.
Aw.
Because I love her and I miss her. And like, just seeing Veronica and her dad working together and like, yeah, obviously Logan. But yeah, more of the relationships and Veronica figuring things out, like, through her mysteries, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, like, a plot-centric person. I think all of you guys know this about me by now. I like action movies and crazy, twisted, you know, plots and narratives and everything, but you can't have that without characters that you care about. Mm-hmm. And Veronica Mars has built some really good characters over the years. And I think everybody, you know, the point of this reboot is to check in on everybody else. So I think we can speak for a lot of people, at least, that wanting to see where everybody is now and how their relationships have changed or stayed the same or grown or whatever is definitely paramount to what people are expecting this season. What about you, Kristen?
My favorite relationship on this show is Veronica and her dad.
Mm-hmm.
I could care less who she's making out with in whatever season. Although I loved Piz, so I don't even care. I mean, wow. I don't care if she's making out with Duncan or Logan or whatever, because, you know, in the show, in seasons 1 through 3, like, they kind of come and go and things change and, you know, they're not always great people and I don't always love them and I don't always love them for Veronica. But I have always loved her and her dad. They're just, it's a really unique and interesting parent-child relationship. And you don't see a ton of that on TV. You see a lot of dysfunctional families and you see a lot of, you know, of somewhat, you know, quote unquote, normal parent-child relationship where they're kind of close, but not super close or whatever. And we do sometimes see really close relationships, but there's something different about Veronica and her dad being that she has kind of been drawn into this world of being a PI because of him and because of working with him and watching him, you know, grow up and trying to solve her friend's murder in season one. Like, she kind of found out that she's really good at this. And we saw in the movie that, you know, she kind of tried to step away from it because of what kinds of trouble it can cause. But ultimately, she got sucked right back into it the moment she let herself get close. So I'm really interested in season 4, more so than any of the other relationships. I'm interested to see how her and her dad are and what's going on there. And, you know, I want to see what's going on between the two of them and how they're handling, you know, Neptune and all the chaos that Neptune brings. So that's more or less what I was looking forward to.
I definitely agree with you there. I think the most I was looking forward to is Veronica's maturity. I think it was really cool her being in high school and all of that, and it definitely worked when we were watching it, but knowing that like a little more time has passed and she's definitely gone through some things both in the series and the movie, just seeing her being a little bit older and working in tandem with her father, and yeah, definitely their relationship, that's always really been the heart of the show. And don't get me wrong, like, I love Logan too, but that's almost a secondary, a very close secondary thing for me, but her relationship with her father and her being a detective is the meat of this show. And I definitely just wanted to see more of that, and I wanted to see how Veronica grew and will continue to grow, because Veronica is one of those characters who very flawed, has a ton of flaws, but you still like her anyway. And I never want to see her lose, but I do like seeing her be wrong and then learn from that and move on and grow up. And mm-hmm. I want to see more of that.
I want to see her in therapy, to be honest.
She could probably use it. I know some of us have watched the show. Some of us haven't. I guess the answer, just according to whatever status you're at, without spoilers, but do you guys want to see more Veronica Mars after this?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I want to see like 20 seasons. I want them to run it into the ground until it's terrible. I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
I agree. I definitely still want more. I think I would always want more.
Okay.
I mean, we can always pretend it ended earlier. Like we do with everything
like
else.
Like we did with Angel.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's true.
They get the season like
you always get some gems. Yeah, you get some gems somewhere in there, you know, little sprinkles.
Yeah.
Of good things, even while it's terrible.
Yeah, I want more.
I'm all for more.
Okay. Honestly, I'm surprised. I didn't think everybody was going to say more, but I'm pleasantly surprised. I think that's really cool. I think I also want more, mostly just because I love Kristen Bell. She's an amazing person, an amazing actress, and I just want all the good things for her. But yeah, I think this kind of show is the show we need right now too, and I think that it has the capability of being even better than it was for a lot of different reasons, and I would like to see the show continue to improve and grow right alongside Veronica. And I don't know, I think we're not always gonna like everything that the show gives us. God knows I hate some things that have already happened in the series and still scarred from a lot of that stuff. But there's something about Veronica, especially, that just keeps me coming back for more. So yeah, I'd be happy about that too.
I want to see her until she's old and training a successor.
Interesting.
Old Lady Veronica.
If she could be like Murder, She Wrote. It would be so great. Angela Lansbury version.
Oh my God. It would have
I'm
to be
darker than
that, but I could get behind that.
Flash forward. Mm.
Yeah. Put Kristen Bell in some old person makeup a la Peggy Carter. That would be great. All right. It's a done deal. Well, if that happens, then you know, Rewatchable's got to come back and watch the next 20 seasons of Veronica Mars.
Yeah, we'll just be a Veronica Mars podcast.
Really, we're just here for Veronica Mars, but then every other round we do a different show while we wait for them to film.
Yeah.
And we'll be 80 discussing 27.
And it will still feel shorter than Buffy.
Yeah. That is so, true. True. yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. We just wanted to kind of introduce what we're doing this round and have everybody say hi and share some thoughts. Did you guys have anything else that you wanted to mention? No, is the answer no. Are you guys still on mute?
I was thinking.
Yeah, just thinking.
I mean, my brain is blank, so I guess we're good.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to take this time to say that Danielle is going to chime in here for a second and give you a little rundown on her excitement for the upcoming show and just what's going on with her right now. So pause for a dramatic effect.
Hey, Marshmallows, this is Danielle, and I'm so, so excited for this upcoming round of Rewatchable. If Peggy Carter was, or, well, still is, my role model and the person that I aspire to be, Veronica Mars feels like my friend in arms. She feels so real, and while I love Agent Carter, Veronica Mars is absolutely my favorite television show of all time. And so I am so excited to jump back into the town of Neptune. And while this isn't going to be, I guess, a traditional season of Rewatchable, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think there are going to be a lot of really interesting things to talk about. And I can't wait to do that with you. I'm so sorry that I am not here recording with everyone else. I'm actually on vacation, but I look forward to hearing your thoughts about the new season. There are going to be a lot of things that you're going to have thoughts about, and I can't wait to talk to you about them because I haven't talked to really anyone except for Kendra about them yet. So I'm so sad that I couldn't make this episode, but I'm so excited to see what discussions we have next and where Veronica Mars goes from here. I'll catch you on the flip side, Marshmallows.
Okay.
Wow, that was fascinating. That was really good, Danielle.
Right.
Great insight.
Miss her so much. You. Hilarious. okay. Yeah, we're silly. Okay, if you guys would like to get into contact with us, email is rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @re_watchable. Tumblr is rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. And we also have our Facebook group, Rewatchables Rewinders. We're still building that, but we got a good chunk of people in there. We're talking about things all the time. Right now we have a couple posts about Avatar, which is really exciting. And we just came off of Agent Carter, so there's some things in there about that. And you know, we throw in everything from what we've already done and even things that we want to do coming up. So please join that. Have a good discussion with us. And yeah, it'll be fun.
It makes me so happy every time someone posts. Like, people are just, it's so fun. I'm it like, feels, oh, we're friends.
It feels like a little family in that it, like, we all share this little thing called Rewatchable, and it's cool to know that any of the shows that we've done before, there are people in there who are fans of it. And it's, I get really excited about the Avatar stuff, I won't lie, because that one, it feels like it's been so long since we've done it, but also feels so fresh. And for anybody listening who is a fan of Avatar, The Rise of Kyoshi just came out, a book in the Avatar universe. And Michal, if you guys listened to us during that round, wrote a review about it and said it was excellent. And I think Brittany has read it too, maybe, and also said it was excellent. I have several copies of it. I need to read at least one of them. And yeah, it looks like it's really exciting. And it's going to be a duology, so... not a huge series, but more than one book, which is, and for those,
when will we get the graphic novel about Zuko and Katara's illicit affair?
I don't know.
Write but what you want to see in the world.
Yes. And for those who have no idea anything about Avatar, aka my roommate,
go back and listen and watch.
This is usually where I commiserate with Danielle, but not knowing anything that any of y'all are talking about, but she's not here, so I will commiserate alone.
I'm with you, Kristen.
That's rough, buddy.
Oh, good. Yay. Kendra.
That was cute.
I ever remember that Danielle was off.
Thanks.
That's all I ever remember.
I understood that reference. Okay. And especially now that we're starting a new round, iTunes reviews are really, really important to us. They help other people find our podcast so that our family can continue to grow. I know that sounds super cheesy, but we actually really like when people talk to us about these things because we love the shows that we discuss. And especially Veronica Mars, obviously we're all fans of the original run of the show. So please help us bring in more Veronica Mars fans as we discuss season 4 moving forward. And for your iTunes incentive, if you rate us 5 stars in iTunes, then I will tase your enemies for the gram.
Nice.
That probably would go viral. Okay, let's jump into some listener feedback before we wrap up here. These first few are in response to how people are getting ready for Veronica Mars. That's pretty exciting. So, Kendra, would you like to take this first one?
Yeah, I'd love to. So, Megan B. at Motley_91 on Twitter said, I binged all 3 seasons and the movie the last couple of weeks. I was also listening to your Veronica Mars rewatch podcast, too.
Aww.
Sounds like a great couple of weeks.
Yeah. I thought that was the crying face at first, but it's the very happy face. So that makes sense. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I'm excited that you were listening and hopefully you like this round as much as you liked the last one or more. Who knows? We'll find out. Maybe we'll be extra funny this time. Kristen, do you want to get this one from Leah?
Sure. Yes. Leah at LeahTA11 says, I'm rewatching the show right now, but I'm still in season 1 and I'm running out of time. In an ideal world, and because of completist tendencies, I'd like to rewatch the show, movie, and read the books before I watch the new season. We'll see if I make it.
I'm exactly the same way. Like, I don't think I'm going to rewatch the show. I think I'll rewatch the movie before I jump into season 4, but I'm like, I want to rewatch it all because I don't remember anything. My memory's trash.
I just finished the movie.
I was going to say, I just finished rewatching the show and the movie so that I would be ready.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about those several episodes where you fell asleep on the couch, though? Because I was there for that.
Still counts. It totally counts.
Was it season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's fine.
It's terrible, but it's true. Yeah. I did pass out once or twice. I was tired.
Mai, will you get this one from Mariah?
Sure. This one comes from Mariah Not Carrie at Mariah Love Good. I have finished rewatching the show and plan to watch the movie tonight, but I heard at Rob Thomas say not all the stuff in the books will be canon, so I wasn't planning to reread. They are so good, though. I might reread the books after I finish the new season.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I heard, like, some stuff in the books counts, but I don't know exactly where that split is, and I only read the first one anyway. So
I think I read both, but I only remember one.
Danielle and I both read them both, and then we both watched the new episodes. And she was like, oh my gosh, the books are canon. And I was like, oh, I was thinking the books weren't canon after watching it. So we both had a very different impression.
Interesting.
How it went.
That is interesting. That's something valuable to discuss.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay. And we, Brittany also ran a poll on Twitter and said, after the surprise SDCC drop, did you finish watching Veronica Mars on Hulu this weekend? Oh, there's a little Veronica Mars emoji. It looks strange. It's kind of freaking me out. I don't know if I like it. No spoilers, please. And 64% of people said yes. So 64% of our listeners already watched it, which is quite high. 19% said no. 2% said, wait, it's available? And 15% said, started it, not done. So I bet those are even higher. Pretty exciting. Okay, so in response to the actual poll tweet of did you watch it, we have a couple of people who responded. And Kendra, you want to take this first one?
Mm-hmm. Princess Lessa at RuckBat3Pern on Twitter said, thinking I'd watch along with the podcast. Good idea.
Aw, thank you. That's nice. And Kristen.
Jackie Vega at Insane J Vega said, yeah, I have a problem with watching TV way too fast, but nothing is ever going to stop me.
And my, our last one.
SC at Starlight 1316 says, I finished season 4, episodes 1-3 last night. Today I binged episodes 4-8. Holy shiitake, what an emotional roller coaster. I enjoyed the storyline for the most part, except some aspects. I won't say what, as I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, but it was bittersweet.
I feel like it's hard not to pack an emotional punch after all this time. You know, people have been watching Veronica Mars for a while, and the show's always been good at kind of punching you in the feels, so.
Yeah, but it would feel like a different kind of punch if those comments hadn't come out afterwards. But we'll get there.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's basically it for us. We will be back next week with our first discussion episode. Oh, no. What's the episode title? Quick, somebody Google.
Jesus. Spring Break Forever.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
A little bit.
Also, that's dangerous, Mai. Don't go looking things up.
Just the episode titles and just the first one. That's all you're allowed to look at.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so Spring Break Forever, that's what we'll be discussing next week. We only have 6 hosts this round, so probably gonna double
up. Do we want to do predictions?
I predict that...
It'll be a spring break.
Yes. That goes to hell.
I'm going to do some investigating.
We got this down.
Bam.
Yep. Nailed we should it. Buy lottery tickets.
Nailed it.
And her dad will have some really awesome dad jokes because yes. He always has awesome dad jokes.
Who's your daddy?
That's all I got.
What was I just saying? Oh, we're probably going to be doubling up sometimes where you're going to get some hosts back to back quite often, just because we have 6 instead of 8 people, but hopefully nobody will mind and, we'll just go with the flow. I'm really super not worried about this. If you couldn't tell.
It's a chill round.
Yeah. Super chill. Okay. Well, until next time, I'm Karen.
I'm Mai.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Mariana.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 A long time ago.
Computer also, who wants recording privileges? Wow, thanks guys.
I'm doing show notes, so I'm saying I probably should do both.
Kendra, I'm looking at you.
What do you need? Okay,
I'll do it. I'm gonna give you allow record.
So much responsibility. Okay, am I hitting record right now?
That's an excellent question.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, yeah.
Should I hit it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can start it anytime, yes.
I thought you were saying, like, did it work? And I'm like, does it appear to
you? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Are you hitting record? I don't know.
All right, we're recording.
Okay, cool. Let me close out. Okay, so
I think... a dull moment around here.